So it's been like several weeks. You can see the details at bluestein.com, whoever that is. And I haven't gotten my mail in a very long time. So I got an email after many other emails. This is the second email from the office. Mr. R. McCloskey from the post office headquarters. It says as follows. Well, no, I wrote to him. Dear Mr. McCloskey, two more mail delivery times have passed since your last email, and I have still not received any of my mail. Additionally, I have contacted the number for my local consumer affairs office that you gave me below in his email, and the line is disconnected. More than 2 weeks have passed since I have received my mail properly from the United States Postal Service. I have missed many important pieces of mail. Additionally, your agency has notified some of my utilities that I have moved house permanently, and these utilities now think I live somewhere else. My next step is to contact my representatives in Washington, D.C., since the apparently even the office of the Postmaster General itself is unable to resolve my mail delivery problem. I will be doing this on Thursday morning, which is right now. I would appreciate it if you would please email me right away with a list of all the steps you have taken to resolve my email problems delivery this far. If you do not respond, blah, 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 blah. So he writes back, and I CC the Honorable Jack Pooter and the consumers. He writes back this morning promptly. I called the Chicago office myself and when I was unable to get through
layups,
but was able to speak to a representative after waiting no more than a minute on
layups.
Well, thanks for giving me that number, douche. Your case is already in their office being researched, but if you'd like to contact them, please use this new number. I apologize for the inconvenience. Get fucked. Get ready to fight the demons. Help. Don't make me press buttons. Better than voice response.
Some affairs.
Hello, my name is
the lesbian Madge Weinstein.
I was referred to you by Mr. McCloskey from Post Office Headquarters, and he said that I'm having a mail delivery problem. He said that you guys were working on it, and I'd like to find out what's going on with my case because it's been over 2 weeks since I've gotten any mail.
What's the case number?
He didn't give me one.
What's your name, sir?
The lesbian Madge Weinstein.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up anything with your name. Hold on.
I'm recording this for quality purposes.
Okay.
Ma'am, thank you.
Use Priority Mail service. Priority Mail offers the best value in shipping.
Express Mail.
Or to get it there, never. Just put a stamp on it.
I don't see nothing under your name. What's your phone number?
Layups.
Sir, I don't see anything in here under your phone number or your name. You say you were transferred from who?
Mr. R. McCloskey from Post Office Headquarters. I'd written the post officer. He's from the PMG office, the Postmaster General's office.
Uh-huh.
And he said he contacted you guys this morning and that you told him they were working on the case.
Let me give you to... Carmen, hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Two shipping powerhouses have teamed up to deliver the world to you. The United States Postal Service and FedEx bring you Global Express Guaranteed. This service gives you a money-back guarantee on the delivery date and 1 to 3 day expedited service to over 190 countries. Get premium international shipping with world-class service reliability at your post office with Global Express Guaranteed.
Whether you run a business or just want a more secure way to receive mail, consider a post office box. It's private, convenient, and affordable. Early mail delivery gets you going sooner, and only you have the key. Ask about obtaining a post office box today.
You actually get your mail?
Requesting expedited process.
Okay, so you supposedly had called, you sent a letter or something to headquarters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Did they tell you that they had sent it to us or that they were going to?
No. He said he already had. And he said he had contacted you guys this morning saying that he had spoken to management. And I can read you what he said. He said,
He said, I called the Chicago office myself and was unable to get through to the 8351 number, but I was able to speak to a representative at 983-8403. Your case is already in their office being researched.
He said he phoned us at what number?
The same number I called you.
Layops.
Hmm. And he says it's being researched. Now, this is the second time I asked him, and the first time was on last week. August 12th. He said that he had already contacted the local manager, so I was following up with him because I've already been to my local post office too, and I filled out all the forms, because basically what's happening is my mail is going somewhere else, and I had filled in the correct form to switch it back to going, and that was not supposed to happen. I've been here all summer, and somebody had put in a forward request as if I had moved. But I haven't moved house. So I filled in the form at the local 60613 post office. They said it would be cleared up. For like 2 days, I was getting my mail again. Then I stopped getting it again. And then now, like, my utilities, like T-Mobile, called and they said, well, now we've received a change of address request because of your mail. Because my mail said, please notify sender of new address. So they think I've moved house. So now all my bills aren't even getting to me, and they're getting a change of address to the new address, which isn't really real.
And what's the address is what?
The real address, my current address?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't worry about it. She is not sick. She is perfectly normal.
And that's here in 60613.
And you've already spoken to someone at the
60613. Yeah, I was there in person and filled out all the forms, and they said it would get taken care of. And the very next day, I got some mail. But then some flag must have tricked, and then it started going somewhere else again.
Okay, let me see if I can get them on the phone. Hold on.
Thanks.
Insurance provides financial protection in the unlikely event that your package is lost or damaged.
That would be very unlikely.
At Audited Postal Center kiosk.
Are you in the business? Then need 2-3 days. Make the difference work for you. Some restrictions apply.
The customer is saying that his mail is, he was getting it for a while, but now he doesn't seem to be
receiving it.
Some of it.
Okay, because, you know, it's a regular on that route, and they're pretty good, both on their old timers.
Okay.
And they've been here, so let me go look over there and see if it's up there, and then I will have to talk to them when they come back.
Ma'am, there's a forwarding order on the mail. That's the problem. They get labels that say they're going... that I've moved to a new address, and it says please notify sender of new address. So there's an erroneous forwarding order going on in the system.
Okay, did you place that forwarded?
I did not, and I went in last week, or it was either last week or the week before. I went into the 60613 post office, and I filled out the form to reverse that. And that's when I got my mail for like a day or two. And it was only for a day or two, and then it started going.
Okay, I'm going to call Pete. I know it's either Pete or Clint, but I'm going to call him. And give me your name.
The lesbian Madge Weinstein.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Bluestein?
The lesbian Madge Weinstein. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and give me your apartment number one more time.
Layups.
So it was like you don't know how to... change address when in.
Well, no, see the mail is going or was going to my sister's house. Now that's the place where I usually send mail when I'm on vacation. But I and that works fine. But I haven't been on vacation all summer. So something weird happened where it started going over there by mistake, and
on a temporary thing.
Well, no, but see, that's the thing. Normally I do it temporary, but this was on a permanent basis. So somebody put in a permanent order to go to my sister's address, and then as a result, so she's getting mail that says, please notify sender of new address. So now some of my utilities, like T-Mobile, are getting notices that I've moved, and they're changing my address in their system.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take your number down, and I'm going to contact you back.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get in touch with, I believe that's Pete Sad.
Okay. Is he the delivery person or something? Or?
Mm-hmm. I think, okay. Or Clank. Either it's Clank or Pete. I got to look on the case. I'm not over there.
Okay.
Arena Drive. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your number?
7.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to talk to him, and I'll give you a call. My name is...
Okay.
And I'll be contacting you back. Give me till at least 4 o'clock, because he normally come back, but I'm going to try to contact him to find out if that's his side and see if he can take care of this for you. But okay. I'm going to go look on the case and see if I see anything that's stating a permanent change. But I can also look in the system, too.
Yeah.
So I'll contact you back, okay?
Okay, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now it's the next day. So
mm-hmm.
Hasn't done a goddamn thing, so we're going to call again
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. So let me get Skype. She didn't call me back before 4. She didn't call me back at all. She's a dirty whore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Test, test.
Consumer Affairs.
You're being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is
the lesbian Madge Weinstein.
I spoke with somebody yesterday because I'm having mail delivery problems at the 60613 branch. And I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else, but they put me through to Mrs. Letia.
Mm-hmm.
At 60613. And I didn't get her direct number, but she said she was going to call me back to let me know what was going on before 4 yesterday, and I haven't heard from her. Do you know how I could get a hold of her?
Hold on.
Thank you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Visit our website at www.usps.com.
You can call 773. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Or hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. The line is busy, but you can try till you get through.
Those are the
Those are the two numbers to the station.
Okay, so she actually works at the 6061.
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Whore.
Lakeview Post Office. Mm-hmm. Speaking, may I help you?
Hi, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is the lesbian Madge Weinstein.
I talked to you yesterday about the problem delivering to 4250 my apartment. 19.
Yeah.
Did you have any luck?
Yeah, you know what? I told, because I didn't get in touch with Clank, but I talked to Pete, the one that's on that's next to him, and he was going to relay the message to him. And I didn't see him when he came back last night.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely will talk to him. Because I got to go over there to the building.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to talk to him because Pete did tell me that he told him. So I'm going to find out what's going on. I'm going to call you back. I still got your information.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.